This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I have a theory. And oh, I love when these ideas come to me. Yesterday, the Chiefs signed your favorite player, Frank Zombo. Everybody in Kansas City loves a Frank Zombo.
I don't mind Frank Zombo. I just thought Frank Zombo made way too much money, which is why he got cut. It's not that he was a bad football player.
So Frank Zombo back for your Kansas City Chiefs. They also went out there, and if you're like me and you enjoyed this season of Hard Knocks, they signed Nate Orchard. Now, I talked to BJ Kissel, the Chiefs reporter. I'm trying to figure out how we can get some of his wife's cookies. Tell me how much they cost, and I'll very happily pay for them.
She makes good cookies?
If you watch Hard Knocks, she made them for the team to kind of boost the morale of the team. Hadn't really worked the last couple of years in Cleveland.
Yeah.
But this year, obviously, it is working for the Cleveland Browns. And maybe it can carry the Chiefs to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But I have a theory.
Uh-oh.
I think the Chiefs are already starting the lie with Justin Houston. How many times have we heard the injury is day-to-day, he'll come back sooner rather than later, that they downplay the injury? And then 2, 3, 4 weeks later, somebody like Ian Rappaport, somebody like Mike Garofalo of NFL Network, somebody like Adam Schefter gives us more information about the injury. And then we see that it was way more serious from the beginning. Man, fool me once on this stuff with Justin Houston. To me, where there's smoke, there's fire. If you go out there and you bring back Frank Zombo, who you can immediately plug back into this defense, it's not going to take him 2, 3 weeks to get acclimated. He's going to be able to day one play for you and start for you, in theory, on Sunday night against the New England Patriots. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming he's kept himself in great shape. It's not like they've greatly changed their defense over the last 5 years since Frank Zombo's been here. He knows this defense. He can step right in and help this team from day one. That's at least the belief at One Arrowhead Drive. You pick up a guy like Nate Orchard. Now, I could be wrong. Nate Orchard could be on this team for 1 week. Maybe he's just a body you need. He'll get you through, but he is instantly on the 53-man roster. This is not a practice squad pickup. This is a guy that is instantly on your 53. I expect him to be active on Sunday against the New England Patriots. And we agree, if you haven't been on this team, haven't been in the system, haven't played at any point this season, Nate Orchard is not going to be up to speed with everything this team does defensively in 3 days of being on the team. So this is a signing you would think, in theory, is going to be here for the next month and a half. I think they're lying about Justin Houston. I'm preparing myself for the Chiefs not to have Justin Houston for at least the next month. Now, I'm not a doctor. I didn't stay at a Holiday Inn Express. I didn't talk to Will Carroll, injury expert. Aaron Borgman didn't give me this information. This is pure speculation on my part. But if you go sign two guys to play the exact same position that Justin Houston played, I think Justin Houston's going to be hurt for longer than they're telling him.
Yeah, I don't believe anything the Chiefs say when it comes to injuries, and I don't think you should. And here's why. I mean, the guy we were just talking about. I'm a big – listen, actions speak much louder than words. You can tell me that Eric Berry is doubtful all you want. Right, for every single game, list him as doubtful. The man has not practiced in 2 months. So actions speak louder than words. And if we're going on that, you're going out and you're signing Nate Orchard and Frank Zombo. Those actions speak pretty loud to me. I'm with you, C-Dot, and I don't believe anything the Chiefs say regarding injuries. I mean, they have to disclose what they disclose, but nobody likes talking about injuries, especially over there at the Kremlin. Right? So I'm with you 100% on this. If they're going to go out and sign two guys, sign two players, at the same position that Justin Houston plays, then yeah, he's hurt. He's more than day to day on this thing. I mean, was it Rappaport? I think that tweeted out that he's going to be out, could be out a few weeks because of this injury. I think it's going to be more than that. I think it's going to be more than that. And I also think the Chiefs realize that it is important to not rush him back. You know, let it heal, let it do whatever it's got to do. And if you got to wait till after the bye week, after week 12, and bring him back and get him healthy and ready to go for the final push and the playoffs, then do that. So they can say, you can run Rick Burkholder out there. You could talk about being day-to-day. You could talk about this, that, and the other. The actions here say that Justin Houston's not going to be back for a while.
Because on the text line, someone brings up a really good point, and this is the further layer of the conversation. You may be right, but isn't D. Ford and Tonno Passanio hurt as well? D. Ford's been banged up for, what, the last 3 weeks?
About the last 4 years.
They didn't bring up anybody. Yeah. It's not like when D. Ford hurt his groin in week two of the NFL season, they went out and they signed somebody else. They had been rolling the dice with D. Ford. Now, maybe his injury has gotten more serious. And Tano Passanio is banged up, did not practice today. Maybe he doesn't go on Sunday. I don't think he goes on Sunday based on these two signings. So maybe that's the case. But we can all agree here, the big fish out there, the most important injury on this team is Justin Houston. Somebody, I would say, similar to Eric Berry. We had the conversation a couple days ago that you are doing everything in your power to try to ensure that he is healthy for the postseason. Because you can get by the regular season without Eric Berry. We've seen it before. You can get by the regular season without Justin Houston. I don't know if you're getting to the Super Bowl without having at least one of those guys back on this defense and their services. We all think it's going to be a while before Eric Berry comes back. Eric Berry ain't playing this week. He probably isn't playing next week or the week after. But I'm looking at what they said with Justin Houston. I'm thinking about the report from Mike Garofalo a couple of days ago. I don't believe this is a one-week injury for Justin Houston. I don't think he's playing for at least the next month. I'm just looking at what have they done in roster moves. You go up and you bring up Frank Zomba, who plays the same position as Justin Houston, and then you go pick up D. Ford whenever Brett Veach at the beginning of the week said they're looking for pass rushers. Who's your most important pass rusher? Who's been your most important pass rusher who's been banged up the entire time you had him on the contract? Man, it's been Justin Houston. I think the writing is on the wall, and they've done enough with injuries that they tell you at the beginning it's not that serious, and then 3 weeks later we find out that that was not the case. They told us in the beginning it was slight heel pain and it was discomfort for Eric Berry, and then we find out 6 weeks later that a bone is coming out of his heel. It's always way more serious than they tell us it is.
Yeah, I think, but part of it is this, and I'm, you know, I have medical people in my family. I have doctors. I have dentists. My wife's a nurse. The thing is basically this. You can't really go out there and be specific. You can't even do it to the patient. And you certainly don't want to do it to the public until you actually know what's going on. So what if the Chiefs come out and say, yeah, we don't think he's going to be back for 3 months, and then he comes back in 4 weeks because something happens? I mean, you've got to be somewhat vague when you say it. I mean, that's part of the deal. So day-to-day covers all those bases. Day-to-day could put you, you know, in 3 days. Day-to-day could put you in 2 weeks, all that stuff. So I kind of get what they're doing. But they're not honest about any of this stuff.
I'm not faulting them.
Yeah.
And people on the text line are bringing up the same point. You guys do know that, quote, part of the game is not divulging everything. Someone else, maybe they just need bodies. And didn't Andy say Justin Houston may still play on Sunday? You mean the same guy that told us Eric Berry's day-to-day for the last 60 days?
Yeah.
That same guy?
Yeah.
Because in the beginning, he said day-to-day at training camp. We believed him. And now we see it's week six of the NFL season, and Eric Berry's not close to coming back.
Yeah.
Think about how they've handled injuries over the last 4 years. I'm not using this information as based on this one thing that happened to Eric Berry.
Yeah.
It happened the other time Justin Houston got hurt. You remember what happened a couple years ago when he clearly wasn't ready to play in the game against Houston in the playoffs, clearly wasn't healthy enough to play in the game in New England. We all remember how they handled the Jamal Charles injury. It's not like I just created this after 1 week. They've never been right when it comes to injuries and very important players. This is the time they diagnose it 100% correct?
Yeah.
I don't think they're being honest in this. Maybe not being honest. I don't think they're giving us the accurate picture of it, and I think it is normally more serious than the Chiefs tell us that it is. It's always been more serious than they tell us that it is.
I mean, I guess I'm just to the point with the Chiefs now where say whatever you're going to say. You know, I mean, I understand as reporters and media, we've got to ask, okay, what's the status of Eric Berry? What's the deal with Justin Houston? And then they're going to give a response, and then more than likely we're going to play it, and then 100% of the time we're not going to believe it. Because I don't believe anything they say, and that's just part of it. Right. I mean, that's just part of it. Just call me when he's back and ready to go. Right. I mean, Justin Houston's going to miss at least a month, in my opinion. If I had to guess, I'd target week 11 when they're playing the Rams in Mexico City. That way he can play that game. Then he can have a week off. And then you got five more to end the season, starting with a game in Oakland against the Raiders. You get a day, you get a week off, you get a bye week after you come back and play to see how it responds. And then you're pretty good to go. That would be my guess, because let's just say the Chiefs go into New England and win this game. That means they've got wins over, what, three or four, the four playoff teams in the AFC, over the Chargers, the Steelers, the Jags, New England. Yeah, I mean, then you're in really, really good shape, and there's no reason to rush him back. So I'm targeting week 11 for this. I don't care what the Chiefs say. I don't care what they do. Week 11 is when I expect to see Justin Houston back.
And then the last text I'll answer on this is, do athletes not have doctor-patient confidentiality? Obviously, they're human beings, so they have the same confidentiality that you have.
Yeah.
But think about how we find out injury information.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a doctor comes out and tells us. People talk in the NFL. It happens all the time. How do we find out about Eric Berry's injury? The team was not the first to tell us about how serious it was. An NFL reporter told us about how serious it was, and then they then had to answer it. When it came to this, we didn't find out Justin Houston had a significant injury. We found out about it during the show. Mike Garafolo, Chiefs linebacker, Justin Houston left Sunday's game with a hamstring injury that could knock him out a few weeks. Source says it's significant enough that that make him very iffy for Sunday against the Patriots. It's not like the Chiefs are going to tell us this information. Adam Schefter tells us this information. Yeah. Ian Rappaport tells you this information. Mike Garafolo tells you this information. Jay Glazer tells you this information. It always comes from an outside source.
Yeah, and there's a ton of people that know. I mean, there's a ton of people inside the building that know. The player knows. The player's family knows. The player's agent knows. A lot of people know, and the info gets out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.